just like warning strangers. If someone steps out here in the parking lot and there's a car barreling down, maybe one of our teenagers, we don't have many of them in here now, so I'll pick on Josh. Maybe Josh is so excited about the new engine in his Mustang. Do you have a Mustang, Josh?
In Arkansas.
So you have a Mustang. So maybe Josh is so excited about his Mustang that he is going a little faster than he should be in the parking lot. We don't have to know the person in the car's way to push them out of the way. We don't have to know someone's name or face or have ever eaten with them to save them from the danger of a speeding car. Lord forbid if this building caught fire, do you have to know someone to drag them out of this building? No. Because we have that common love for people. On the spiritual side, it is the same thing. What is the point of us pushing them out of the way of the car and letting them walk calmly and happily into hell? There's no point in that at all. I am so thankful that someone shared the gospel with me. And I thank God, those of you that have been baptized into the church, that someone shared the gospel with you. They loved you enough to risk all the discomfort that could come with that, all the anxiety that might come with you trying to talk to someone, but they loved you enough not to stop and not to give up.